Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Junior Giants Speak here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. And I am happy this morning to have my wonderful Junior Giant reporters on the line with me. Good morning, Junior Giant reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we are all excited because we're getting ready to start the holiday season, and Thanksgiving is just a few days away. Some of them are out of school until Thanksgiving, so they're delighted. I think one of them told me they have 9 days off. I'm just trying to get one full day off, but they're very excited, and I'm excited to have them. Our show this morning will be centered around the Thanksgiving, and I know we always say this, we pick out one specific day for Thanksgiving, but clearly if you are someone that is a thinking person, you know that you should be giving thanks to God every day because he's good to us every day. And so I am thankful this morning to be here. We're coming to you from the Metro Atlanta area and Columbus, Georgia. This morning, and I just appreciate the fact that we can be all over the United States and still be able to come together and do our show. Before we get started, I want to first of all thank the parents for their diligence. I have wonderful parents who support our show, and I do want to thank them for their diligence in allowing me to work with their children and allowing the children to be part of the show. I know Saturday mornings are busy times, and you have a lot of things to do, especially when you're going into the holiday season. But I want to thank you for allowing them this time. And I also want to let you know that if you have children between the ages of 7 and 12, please give me a call if they may be interested in being a part of Junior Giant Speaks. Junior Giant Speaks is expanding. And we are now going out into the community, and it's a very exciting thing that's beginning to happen starting next month. And so if you have children that just want to do something different, this isn't running with a ball or anything like that, but it can be just as adventurous and just as rewarding. So give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. And you can also reach me by email, and the email is juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com, or you can go on our website and make contact with me there. The website address is www.juniorgiantspeaks.com. So I want you to make sure that you give us a call. If you have grandchildren, nieces, nephews, or, you know, that would like to be a part of Junior Giants, give me a call, and we will get them connected with these wonderful young people. I do want to say, just off the top, these are some of the greatest children ever. If you want to, they talk about the young people these days, they are not this and they're not that. Well, that doesn't apply to this group of young people. These are hardworking young people. They love learning. They are excited. They are creative. And their minds are just very sharp. And so I just want, that's part of my thank you list, is I'm thankful to be able to work with such a great group of young people. We're going to get started this morning with our show. Our show this morning is entitled Thankful, Thankful, Thankful. And the Bible tells us, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. And that lets us know that everything is not going to be wonderful, but even in the things that aren't wonderful, you still need to give thanks, because we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So we want to give thanks even when it doesn't seem like it's a sunshiny day. We still want to thank God and be thankful. And so our show today is going to center around thankfulness, and we're going to get started this morning with Miss Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
And how was your week, Miss Michelle?
My week was good because I usually get bad grades in my social studies test, But then this week when I got my Friday folder this Friday, I saw that I got a 90 on my social studies test, and I was really happy.
Well, that's good. Good job. You keep studying, and you'll keep that. You keep that A and bring it up even higher. Very proud of you. Good job.
Thank you.
Are you ready with your story this morning?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead, please.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today's show is about Thanksgiving. My family tradition is that my family and I go to a family member's house and eat dinner. What I am thankful for is a baby sister, a mom, a dad, and two older sisters. I am also thankful for school and good grades. When it's hard to be thankful is when I get something like candy and I want a different one. I'm especially thankful for my mom because she always has a smile and is cheerful and generous. I'm Virginia Gazette reporter Michelle Hendricks and have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Miss Michelle. So the person that you would like to say a special thanks to is who?
My mom.
Okay. And you said your mom always has a smile for you?
Yes.
And how do you feel when you get that smile?
I feel happy and I feel welcomed.
Okay. I like that. You feel welcomed. Okay. Well, thank you for your report this morning.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to keep on going on our show this morning. It's called Thankful, Thankful, Thankful. And we're going to go now to Miss Amaya. Good morning, Miss Amaya.
Good morning.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well. And how was your week?
My week was all right.
Okay, that doesn't sound that wonderful. What happened this week?
I went to piano practice, and I didn't do so good, so I just need to practice more.
Okay, well, keep practicing, because anytime you practice does not make perfect, but practice definitely makes better, okay? So make sure you get your practice time in. Let that be a priority to you. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready with your report this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, go right ahead, please.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Amaya, and I'm a GHI reporter. Today I'm going to do a report about Thanksgiving. What I love about Thanksgiving is when you get to see most of your family members. I love how we can reconnect and chat, or sometimes we can meet new family members. I also love food because it is my best friend. Every time I eat, I feel happy. What Thanksgiving means to me is that it's the day where we celebrate our family or food. Families can meet a family member who they haven't met yet. I just honestly think Thanksgiving is where families bond together and have fun. When it is hard to be thankful, it's when you have a lot of problems on your shoulder. Sometimes you can be going through tough times. I am thankful for my family and teachers. I am thankful for my family because they have been the greatest supporters for everything that I have done. I am thankful for my teachers because without them, I wouldn't be smart as I am now. My name is Amaya, and thank you for listening.
Okay, Miss Amaya, so who is your special person that you wanted to say thank you to?
My family and teachers.
Okay. All right. So do you get along with all your teachers?
Yes, ma'am. It's this
yes.
one specific teacher I had last year.
It's what now?
I had this one Pacific teacher last year, and I was, like, going through tough times, and she was there for me, and we had a really good bond.
Okay, that's always good. That's always good. Okay, well, thank you so much for your report. And you
You're
all
welcome.
Stay tuned because we do have a question. We do have a question of the day today, so I want you all to stay tuned, okay? We're going to keep going this morning with our show for Thanksgiving. This is Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. And our next reporter is Mr. Luke Alexander Gladney. Luke, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, Luke?
Good.
Why are you good?
Because this weekend on Wednesday I'm going to my mom. I'm going to my mom's work, and every time I go there, I get to play on the computer and get hot chocolate.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Are you excited for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Okay. So, are you ready with your story? So you can tell me why. Are you ready with your story? Go right ahead, please.
Good day. This is Luke, your Junior Giant Reporter, and today's show is about giving thanks. What I love about Thanksgiving is that friends and family come and visit my house. This year will be different because we will visit family and friends. Our family tradition is that we always get our Christmas tree on Thanksgiving. My family also picks names for secret gift giving on Christmas. Me, Thanksgiving means giving thanks and spending time with family and friends. Sometimes it is hard to be thankful. For example, when I get things that I really don't like, or if someone annoys me, in closing, I have written a thank you note to my papa that reads, "Dear Papa, I wish you were here, and I am thankful that you are alive. This is Luke, your Junior Giant Reporter. Have a great day and have a happy Thanksgiving holiday."
Why, thank you, Mr. Luke. So, Luke, tell me, where does your papa live?
I'm in Mississippi.
He's in Mississippi. Will you get to see him for Thanksgiving?
Oh, no, I actually get to see him for Christmas because he's coming to my house for Christmas.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Okay, well, thank you for your report. You did a very good job. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay on the line. We do have a question of the day, but we're going to continue this morning with our show on thankfulness. This show is entitled Thankful, 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 and we're going to go to Miss Taria this morning. Good morning, Taria.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How was your week?
It was great.
Okay, why was it great?
Because I had two tests and I passed both of them.
Okay, very well. I love hearing those good grades. I love hearing about that. Are you ready with your report?
Ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Sylvia, and I am your Junior Giant Reporter. On Thanksgiving, my family travels to Alabama to spend time with my grandmother. I get to see cousins I haven't saw in a long time. Thanksgiving means to me celebrating the change of the seasons and spending time with your family. It is hard to be thankful when I see others in need and not celebrating with family. I pray for them to be happy. A person I feel I need to send a thank you letter to is my aunt, because she has always been there. This is Taria, your junior giant reporter. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, thank you, Ms. Taria. Ms. Taria, if you were going to tell your auntie something, what would you tell her? Why would you tell her thank you?
She has always been there for me in my life as I was growing up.
Okay. I want you to make sure you tell her that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your report.
You're welcome.
We're going to keep going this morning, and I'm so glad to have all these junior giants with me this morning. It's just a blessing that they're here. I get really excited when they all are able to make the show. And we're going to keep going this morning, and we have Miss Alameda. Hello, Alameda?
Hi.
Alameda? I'm sorry, Judy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. And how was your week, Alameda?
Oh, okay. We have a lot of work to do, and since everything was, like, last minute before, like, the end of the, what's that quarter? Yeah, at the end of, like, the quarter, we're getting to, like, the end of the quarter, so we had to turn in a whole bunch of work, and I had to do, like, a whole bunch of projects. So, it was busy.
Okay, so are you out all next week?
Yeah.
You guys are so lucky. When I was growing up, we got out on Wednesday, and that was it. But you guys have the whole week. Well, good job. Are you ready with your report?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead, please.
Okay. Greetings to all of you online and in radio land. My name is Almeida Saltzall. Since there's only 5 more days left till Thanksgiving is here, today I will be sharing what I am thankful for. The word thankful is a word of gratitude, and it means to be pleased with what you have been given. I am thankful for my mom and dad because they're my leaders, and they're a true inspiration. They prove to me every day that with a little hard work, you can achieve anything. I am also thankful for my 5 siblings because they are very nice people and worshipers of God. I am also thankful for my dog because she is very nice and she keeps me company when I am lonely. I'm also thankful for the rest of my family, both blood and extended family. We act as one big family. If somebody gets sick, we pray for them. Another thing that I'm very thankful for are great friends. They're like the next best thing to family. They know my likes, my dislikes, and some interesting facts about me. And last but not least, I am thankful for God being in my life. He supplies all my needs, such as shelter, family, friends, and a strong sense of self-confidence. He's my all-in-one. Therefore, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving break, whether they celebrate the holiday or not. This is your junior giant, Almeida Southall. Thanks for listening.
Okay, Almeida. Almeida, tell me when it's difficult for you to be thankful.
Sometimes it's difficult for me to be thankful because I'm very picky, and sometimes there's food at the house that I don't want to eat. And my mom gets angry at me.
Okay. And if you were going to give a special thank you to someone, who would it be?
My mom, because she drives me around, like, everywhere when I need her, even though sometimes she's tired or she doesn't feel like doing it. She does it anyway.
Okay. You make sure that you tell her, give her an extra thank you, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to move on with our last reporter this morning, but before we do, I want to tell you our question of the day so you all can be thinking about it. The question of the day is a fun question this time. I want you to tell me your favorite Thanksgiving food and your favorite Thanksgiving dessert. Your favorite Thanksgiving food and your favorite Thanksgiving dessert? I just want to know because I know you guys are going to eat real good on Thanksgiving. I also want to, before we go to our NAS reporter, I do want to remind you that we are recruiting for new reporters, and they must be between the ages of 7 and 12. And our mess, okay, between the ages of 7 and 12. And you can reach me at 678-516-5570. We were going to go to our next reporter, but her call dropped. I'm not quite sure what happened there. We're going to see if she'll call back in for us. So we're going to go on and move to the question of the day. And like I said, the question of the day is, what is your favorite food and what is your favorite dessert? But I think our caller, our last reporter has called back in. Jada, are you? Okay, hold on.
I didn't do anything.
Jada, are you there? Jada?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm not cut off.
Hello?
Yes?
Jada, you need to get somewhere quiet. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay.
I'm not cut off.
How was your week? Huh?
The phone got cut off.
You got cut off?
Yes.
Okay, well, go right ahead with your story, Jada. Hello?
In all things, give thanks. Good morning. This is Jada, your Jewish General Reporter. My family's Thanksgiving tradition is that we all cook together. The menu is normally jerk chicken, turkey, roast beef, sweet potato pie, ham, desserts, and all different type of juices. What I love about Thanksgiving is that the family comes together, eats together, and has a good time. Thanksgiving means a lot to me, and it's a time to reflect on what God has done for me and my life, and how much I appreciate my family and friends. It is hard to be thankful when I am sad at school or when my parents tell me no to something I really want. I am thankful for my family and my home and my pet. This is a special thank you letter to my teacher, dear Ms. Garcia. I hope that you will have a good Thanksgiving with your family and friends this year. Thank you for teaching me throughout the year and all the fun lessons that you taught me. I'm thankful for all the fun games you taught me on the computer, for letting me go out to recess, and for letting me go to the library. I'm thankful to have you as a teacher, and I'm looking forward to learning a lot more in your class for the remainder of the school year. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. This has been Jada, your Jew and Giant reporter.
Oh, okay, thank you, Jada. How are you doing?
Good.
And how was your week?
Because it was great because on Friday we got to wear our pajamas to school.
Okay. Now, I want to just say one thing to the Junior Giant reporters. All of you all had special people that you said that you wanted to say thank you to. I want you to let your creative minds flow, and I want you to make a card for them, a special card, and I want you to make sure that you do this. Make a card for them and tell them thank you. Okay, first of all, they're going to love it because they're not expecting it, okay? And it always makes people feel good when you appreciate the things that they do for you. So I want you to make sure that you take a moment and write a thank you card. if you said family and teachers, then you need to pick specific people in your family or a specific teacher and write a thank you card to them, because it just makes them feel good, and it's a kind-hearted thing to do. When you show kindness, kindness will come back to you. And so you're going to reap everything you sow. So this is a kindness seed that you are sowing. And so I want you to make sure that you do that. Let people know that you appreciate them and what you do for them, what they do for you, and that you don't take it for granted, because people do not, absolutely do not have to be nice to you, not even your parents. And you may think, well, that's what parents are supposed to do, but I promise you that there are hundreds of parents that aren't. So because yours are, if they're the one person that you said that you wanted to say a special thank you to, I want you to make sure that you tell them thank you. Not just a pass by, say, well, thank you. No, I want you to take some time. I want you to put some effort into it. I want you to make it beautiful. And I want you to make them a thank you card. Luke, if you're not going to see your papa, ask your parents for his address and mail his thank you card to
you. I already did.
You mailed him a thank you card?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And I want you, the rest of you, to do the same things. I don't want you to forget. I am going to ask you again. So I want you to make sure that you show them some love. And especially if your family or your person is getting older, that just it just does something for their heart. And it should also do something for your heart to do a kindness to other people. Because you don't, it's the Bible says it's better to give than it is to receive. So you have to learn how to enjoy giving just as much as you enjoy receiving. We all like to get things, and we all like for people to be kind to us. But then give some kindness and share some kindness to other people, and those things will come back to you. Okay, that's my soapbox for the morning. And we're going to switch over to our question of the day. I want to let you guys know you did a wonderful job with your stories, and it's just good to be thankful. It's good to be thankful 365 days of the year, but it's especially beautiful to say, take a special day out to just tell God thank you for everything. And know that God is happy. It makes his heart happy to hear that we are grateful and that we appreciate his blessings toward us. So now we're going to go to our, I can't wait to hear what you all's favorite foods are. You need to tell me a favorite food and a favorite dessert. And I think I'm going to start this time with Miss Taria. Miss Taria, tell me your favorite food and then your favorite dessert.
My favorite food is dressing. We eat my dad's dressing that he makes for us. My favorite dessert is sweet potato pie.
Okay. Who makes the sweet potato pie?
My dad also.
Your dad is a chef, though, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, well, you guys must eat good all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, we're next going to go to Miss Michelle. Michelle, tell me your favorite Thanksgiving food and dessert.
Well, my favorite Thanksgiving food is mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And my favorite dessert is apple pie.
Okay. And who makes the mashed potatoes?
My aunt.
Okay. And who makes the apple pie?
My aunt makes the apple pie and the mashed potatoes.
Okay. So she must be a good cook, huh?
Yes, it's so good. I love them.
Luke, tell me, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food and what is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
Turkey and pumpkin muffins.
Wow. Okay, so you like
with
the turkey and pumpkin muffins?
With cranberry sauce.
Huh?
With cranberry sauce.
with cranberry sauce. Okay. And who makes these pumpkin muffins?
Well, I think one time I think someone brought them here. And
okay.
I tasted them and it tasted good.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're going to have some good eating. Miss Amaya,
most of the time,
tell me, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food and what is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
For food, I like green beans, tomatoes, cheese. I'm just kidding. For food,
oh my goodness. Okay, excellent, chick. That was good. That was good. Yes, it was.
For food, I like mac and cheese. And for dessert, I love cheesecake.
Okay, and who makes this cheesecake?
My mom.
Okay, and who makes the mac and cheese?
My grandmother.
Okay, I bet that's really good.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Miss Almeida, what is your favorite food and what is your favorite dessert?
Okay, so my favorite food is mac and cheese, and my favorite dessert.
Okay, and who makes the mac and cheese and sweet potato pie?
Okay, so my mom makes the mac and cheese, and Walmart makes makes the sweet potato pie.
Is it a patty pie?
Yep.
Is it? Y'all are funny to me today. Okay, so we have green beans, potatoes, tomatoes, and patty pie.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Okay, Miss Jada, tell me what your favorite food is, Thanksgiving food, and your favorite Thanksgiving dessert.
My favorite Thanksgiving food is corn casserole, and my favorite dessert is cranberry sauce.
Okay. You're eating cranberry sauce for dessert?
Yes.
Okay. What is corn casserole? What does that taste like?
It tastes like it's good, and it tastes like corn, but it's creamy, and it's warm, and
it's just good, huh?
It's almost like, yeah.
I'm going to have to ask your mother, did your mother make the corn casserole?
No.
Who makes it?
We buy it.
Oh, okay. I want to challenge you guys that are on this line, I want to challenge you to find out one of your parents' recipes. Okay? Find out a recipe that you can make because that is going to be one of our shows in the new year. And we're going to put it on YouTube. Okay? It's going to be like a cooking show, and you're going to be cooking against a team in Colorado. So just something I just want you to think about for the future. So you need to be, while you're looking at all those things, all that food on the table come Thanksgiving, I want you to be thinking about what is a recipe that I can cook so that I can put it on the television show. Okay? We're coming to the close of our show in just a moment, but I do want to thank all the Junior Giants for their hard work. I thank you for making me laugh, Miss Amaya. And I just want to thank the parents for letting me have these children during this time of the year and this time on Saturday mornings. I want to say have a wonderful Thanksgiving. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Our last show, we did a show on the election, and I just wanted to make mention, first of all, that none of my Junior Giants were correct in their prediction, but it doesn't really matter because God is in control. And even in this, we must give God thanks. We may not understand everything that God is doing, but we don't have to because we trust him. And when you trust God, you always know that God is going to work it out in your favor. You may have some bumpy spots along the way, but he is going to work it out in your favor. And so I want to let you know that it is necessary that you be thankful at all times. It's just a better frame of mind. It gives you a better attitude when you're just being thankful for things that are in your lives. There's a lot of things that we have that we don't have to have, but God has been good. Our parents have been good to us, and we owe God a praise. We owe him thanks for this. And I want to tell my junior giants, I thank God for you. You are outstanding children, and don't you ever let anybody tell you anything different. You're outstanding children. You're not perfect, but there is no perfect person, and you're about as close as they come, and I thank God for you. I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your food. Don't eat too much, but eat enough. And I want to say I thank God for my family. I thank God for my daughter, for my husband, my brothers and sisters, nieces, nephews, uncles, and aunts. I thank God for all of those people. I also thank God that he allowed me to have parents that were godly people. I'm thankful that my mother and my father, who have gone on to live in heaven, I thank God that they taught us the things that we needed to know to help us to grow spiritually, and I'm grateful for that. And so, just like we say in our motto today, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you all. Enjoy your family. Children, enjoy your 9 days off. I can't believe that, but enjoy your 9 days off. I love you and have a wonderful week. We're going to close this section off with music from one of our previous guests, Ezekiel and Reginald Summers, with 2 Corinthians 5:17. I love you all. Have a good week, and happy Thanksgiving to you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No. how I live my life. All this time I was thinking of who I could make my wife. How could I be the example that light and shining bright? With sexual thoughts in my mind that I remain to fight. That same mentality of others wasn't nearly different. Like you, I feel the pleasure of taking this Holy Spirit. TBH, I know that most of us love the way we living, but we hate it at the same time, cause we know we sinning. But being me and honesty, I don't wanna be that hypocrite. Talking about we live that life, doing drugs outside where we know we ain't living it. Like, man, changed on us, why you seem so different? Cause 400 degrees is hot and I ain't trying to feel it. We struggle every day, we need His mercy and His grace. But I can't wait until that day we leave and see His face. Until then, I want the new life, the best that I can be. Cause the last thing I want to hear is deep the car from me.
The last thing that I want to hear. A new life.
And that was Reginald and Ezekiel Summers with the 2 Corinthians 5:17. Once again, I thank you for your time. Thank you for the children being a part, and happy Thanksgiving. Goodbye. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.